Blog Talk Radio.
Scott Enster Network. Here we are, 1/21/2016, and boy, just every time I look under a rock, there's a new varmint, and everything that I'm seeing out there is pointing towards jihad, pointing towards those things that Obama has been working on. This has been his goal, his plan from day one, to bring rape jihad into the United States. Make no mistake about it, people, ladies and gentlemen, that everything that Obama is doing, he's doing to destroy this country. The fact that he's allowed to get this far is, I just can't even comprehend it. Why is the churches staying silent? Why are things the way they are? I want to remind everyone, and I want you to listen. I don't know if I had a chance to post it up on Blog Talk or not, the picture of all these women that were up on crosses, that in 1915, 1.5 million Armenian Christians were slaughtered by Muslims. And the rape and the impalement and those things that they would do to women were shown by the amount of women that were hanging on these crosses that was taken in 1915. Nothing has changed. Everything's the same. The Quran in 4:3 and 4:24 and 33:50 in the Quran now shows that women can be made slaves. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you because I want you to tell your husbands to get ready. You are going to be victimized. Now, the insanity and those things that are going to take place in the United States are going to involve everybody. But there is war against women. And this is exactly what's going on. We know that Obama is a homosexual. We know that his supposable wife is a tranny. Those are not his kids. This is the most perverse, disgusting attempt to defile the laws of the United States, the people of this country. This is exactly what the devil is doing through these people. Now, they have accepted the task. They have taken their oaths. They are continuing forward as business as usual, being what they are, their nature. Now, whether they're human or not, we've addressed that. The point of it is, they're obviously on the opposite side of God. Now, the 2015 Miss Puerto Rico, Miss Valles, I believe, was suspended for tweaks criticizing Islam. Well, she has a right to do what she wants. I mean, she's a woman, and the violations that are taking place against women are incredible. Let me read some statistics here. There's an increase and Sweden by 500%. So this is saying that one in four women in their time in Sweden are going to be raped. Now, you need to understand, we're not talking about general rape in meaning that there's a consummation. We're talking about incredible violations against the human body. Recently, there was a woman here that was violated. It was an elderly woman. And I'm not going to get into the details, but you need to understand that it isn't just the normal entry. There are things taking place that is sodomy, vicious sodomy. Sodomy where people are never going to be the same. The rape that just took place here in Colorado or Colorado Springs is a tribute to that. That the detective that was handling this case, he himself had never seen such a thing. Obviously, what they had done is they had used drugs. And remember, this is an elderly woman, people. See, this is the point that it isn't an attraction of one sex to another. This is an attempt to defile. This is my point. You need to understand it. And this 1.5 Armenian Christians, believe me, the atrocities, it wasn't just killing them, wasn't beheading them, wasn't impaling them, wasn't hanging them on crosses. Everything in the world was done, believe me. And I'm sorry, I need to talk about this. I am absolutely furious that the women in this country are the target of the Muslims, the Islamic jihad, those things that are here to kill our women, gentlemen, our daughters, our granddaughters, our wives, our mothers. Now, what part of this, gentlemen, do you not understand? Now, I just found out that there was a court supported an illegal alien to bear arms to have a Second Amendment, an illegal alien, okay? Now, this means that the Muslims that they're bringing over, they're going to be arming them, all right? This isn't going to be picks. This isn't going to be torches. This isn't going to be knives. We're talking about AK-47s. All these rounds that they've been putting in various places all over the country, believe me, those that are the lieutenants of these groups, those who are going to be the leaders of it, know exactly where this stuff is. So now you know what's going on. All-out war is coming here. It is going to take place. No ifs, ands, or buts. And Obama is going to do what he can to disarm the Americans so these firearms that they're going to take from us are going to be put in the hands of the Muslims. That is what's going to take place. Now, when we see in 4:24 in the Quran, spoils of the war, says Allah, go to the victor. Again, that women then can become slaves. And that also, that if 10 Muslim men rape one non-Muslim, the woman becomes Muslim. And you need to remember that if a woman is Muslim and she is raped, then she will be put to death. Does that make any sense? No, it shows you the twisted minds of those who are demon-possessed, because that's exactly what's going on here. And I'm sorry, am I supposed to fear these people? Am I the only one here that doesn't fear them, that I can speak publicly about this? What's going on here? Something's wrong here, people. The fact that we have this person in the White House that is doing this to us, you do understand what I'm saying, sir. Your wife, your mother, your children, this man has put a bounty on their heads. Let's call it for what it is, all right? Wake up. Get out of it. Stop using fluoride toothpaste. Holy smokes. How did we get this far? You need to remember that when there's a rape that takes place, there's a DNA transfer. That once a woman is defiled, she's always defiled. Now the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus Christ, will cleanse, purify, and rectify those wrongs. The guilt and the shame, the toxic shame that comes from such an act, and I'm trying to be tasteful and I'm trying to be loving, because I know that women are listening. I know that some of you have been molested and raped, because I work with you. I hold your hand and I apologize. I lay hands on you like a father and I bless you. I cast out the demons that have infected you. I heal the multiple personalities that have formed within you because of the trauma that was implemented on you because of such a horrid act. So I know. I know. But this needs to be talked about. For every child, for every woman that falls to Obama's regime, because that's what this is, that the blood will be on his hands, that when he goes before the Most High God, there will be an accountability. But in the interim, you and I, sir, you and I, gentlemen, my brothers in Christ, we have a job to do. We will defend the women. We will defend the children. We will defend our mothers. Now, you need to understand, gentlemen, that if they can't get their hands on a woman, they're going to get their hands on a little boy. Do you understand that? Take a good look at your sons. They're targets, too. The hair on my arm's standing up. I'm nailing this one. This is not going to happen in my neighborhood, and it's not going to happen on my watch. And it is time, men. It is time, so-called pastors, you gutless, spineless cowards. How dare you do what you did to the Christians in this country? The blood is on your hands too, pal. From this day forward, there is a decision to make. Who are you going to serve? The God of the heavens or the God of this world? Because by not doing anything, you are allowing it to happen. It has got to stop, because once it gets going, I told you the vision that I saw were something like men wearing, you know, the clothing that the Eastern people would wear, came onto the Eastern shores with gunny sacks and released snakes. And these snakes, when they came out of the gunny sacks, weren't just your typical length of snakes, you know, 2, 3, 4 feet long. They just kept coming out and coming out and coming out until they covered the land, which tells me that it's a curse, that these were sent here intentionally by a group of individuals. Now, I can assure you the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, those that have been in charge of the world, the New World Order, the Globus, the Illuminati, are behind all of this. And we need to bring them to justice. We need to have them face the accountability for crimes against humanity, for crimes against children. Let me point out to you here. Just in Minnesota alone, the amount of arrests for sex trafficking, human trafficking, also in Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, and the increase of rape by Muslims in all of them, including Colorado, and now we see in Rhode Island, 4 were arrested. You can go to the internet, you can see this, you can see it on Facebook. The increase tells us that once this spirit takes hold, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about, when you allow spirits in of the occult, of defilement, of perversion, of fear, and fear is based in this, because it's fear that you're fearing the government, the tyranny. You're fearing Obama. You're fearing those people who are cursing this land. We are Americans. We are of the United States. We have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. And in that, we are to throw away any government, to come against anything that does not uphold the constitution. We have a order, a duty, a right to do it. And the fact that these people think by taking our guns away and allowing illegals to bear guns, you think we're going to stand for it? No, we're not. Now, there's information that shows that Washington and Oregon, the good people who are solid citizens, and by the way, the government refers to anybody that's a solid citizen as a right-wing extremist. those religious extremists, those who believe in Jesus. Do you see how twisted everything's become? When he stood up on that podium, Obama, and said that this was a Muslim nation, this was not a Christian nation, and the churches did not speak out, that curse was allowed to alight, was allowed to land, was allowed to manifest, to take hold, to fester. Churches, pastors, it's your fault. You have done this to us. We looked as Christians for your guidance and your direction, your divine word of knowledge. You have circumvented, you have thought down the Holy Spirit. You have denied the God-given right for us to be informed, to be knowledgeable of those things that we need to pray against. The seminaries, as Julie pointed out, all come from the devil's den, and they always have, because this was never God's order to put one individual at the top of a church. The Catholic Church is a prime example of that abomination. And by doing so, one individual who is demonized or demon-possessed has led congregations to the pit of hell. There are many millions of Christians who think they are Christians that are not. They do not know Jesus. They do not know the power of Jesus. They do not know what they are called to do. And I can assure you, gentlemen, I can assure you, ladies, that anyone that does not profess Jesus Christ, anyone that is not willing to lie on their face and sob and cry, to prostrate themselves before the Most High God at the altar, then you are not of God. You are not of Jesus. I prayed for a woman today who cried and cried and cried. That is what I expect. And I only get that about out of 1 out of 50. That tells me you're not broken. You're not ready to commit yourself. Many of you I pray for and you go away and I never hear from you again. Ladies and gentlemen, the line is drawn in the sand. When Jesus comes back for a church without spot or wrinkle, he's talking about those who have repented. He's talking about those who have asked for forgiveness and have extended forgiveness. Those who have walked away from their sins. Total repentance. When Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," what part of that did we not understand? When we're told to cast out demons, when we're told to make disciples all men, when we're told to heal the sick, to preach the gospel, to be men and women of God in the name of Christ, what part of that did we not understand? America, we are at the final throes of the devil making his last move. The moment that we have our firearms taken from us is the moment that we will be slaughtered. We are pigs in their eyes. We are of no value to them. Ladies, you do realize that if you're not wearing the burqa, if you're not wearing the attire that Sharia law says you should wear, and by the way, that's actually being accepted in our U.S. courts, completely against the Constitution, completely against God's laws, that if you do not wear the burqa, even if you're a young girl, let's say 10 years old, these Muslims who are coming here will see you as a whore. And in their Quran have a right to rape you. In their Quran have a right to behead you. In their Quran they have a right to do whatever they want to do to you, enslave you. And that includes your daughter at 10 years old. So just going down to the store for some eggs or some milk, and you're driving along, there could be a band of them in the parking lot. And as soon as you get out, in their minds, in their sick, twisted minds, they believe they should have you. They believe that it is their calling to uphold Allah, to kill you, to rape you, to molest you, to defile you, to make you a slave in the name of Allah. Do you understand that? Today I saw a video in Germany of a woman who was being dragged down into a subway with literally hundreds of male Muslims, dragging her and fighting over who was going to have her. Even if that woman survives, she will never be the same again. Her soul, she may just eventually end up killing herself. What has happened to her, if she wasn't married, I don't know the story yet. If she was a virgin, if she was just a young girl waiting to be married, her life is not going to be fulfilled now. If she is married, her husband will never see her the same way. If she becomes impregnated, you need to remember that when several men enter into a woman, all the DNA is transferred. Now, one sperm fertilizes the egg. And we also need to understand this. And let me bring this up to you, because you need listen to me. In Pakistan alone, 70% of the Muslims there are inbred. In Turkey, 30% of them are inbred. That means one half of the Muslims in the world are inbred. Basically married their cousin who married a cousin. That means even if this woman decided to have a child, that the curse of the bastard is also going to be on this child. And the curse that comes down through the father's bloodline and the incest, this child, the child's going to be tweaked. The child will be insane. The child will not be right. And, of course, no one wants to do abortion. Do you understand the corner that we've been painted into? Do you understand that we need to do what it takes to protect the women in this country? Do you understand this is another attempt to create a harvest of aborted babies? Do you understand that? We've talked about that. Planned Parenthood. The devil's in the detail on that one. The money that's made through the harvesting of the fetal tissues that's taken from them after the abortion are used as foods and sugars. I already talked about this. And the money that's made off of it is in the millions of dollars. It will be trillions. And the devastation for every woman that has an abortion, I know that, because I pray for you. I lay hands on you. I anoint you. I get you to walk away from the shame and the toxic guilt that keeps you bound to make you think that you have crossed the line and that you have no worth. But Jesus, that God couldn't love you, your husband couldn't love you. If you have children and you aborted one, you would never tell your children, because your children would look at you. We know that. We know how this works. Do you see how the devil works? Do you see what he's doing to women? Do you see what he's doing to families? Ladies and gentlemen, this is our daughters that we're talking about too. And by the way, you know, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and your mother is not right, she has problems, depression, she's on medication, that's probably what happened. She just never told you. So go to your prayer closet and forgive her and ask for the Most High God to come in and bless her, to take away that shame and that guilt that's going to haunt her to her death. And some of us have already lost our parents. We need to understand that everything that is happening is orchestrated by Satan, but all the people that are involved are willfully moving forward to cause death and destruction to the people on this planet. Because you see, the Muslims themselves turn on themselves. They're like demons. Demons do not like each other. They will kill each other. They will throw each other to the bus. They will turn each other in so they don't get in trouble when I'm interrogating. You know, the military, the influx or the intake of bringing women into it, and I'm sorry if you're in the military, there are times and places for women to be there, absolutely. And during World War II, it was instrumental for us winning that war, which was orchestrated by the Rothschilds. But to put them in combat or into a situation where you have men already who are mixed up, that join the military because the courts probably told them, if you don't go, we're going to throw you in jail. And now they're in a foxhole with an individual who deals with pornography, who deals with lust, and we know what happens. And then if the woman ever gets captured and taken into captivity by the enemy, we know what happens. Do you understand? That should never take place. And by the way, ladies, if you have children, what are you doing in the military? You're called to be the mother of these children. Period. That was another lie given to you. Now, the government themselves, during the ceremonies of the graduates, have even stated that the military personnel are government-paid missionaries. Now, who is this for? This is for the New World Order. The Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, the Rockefellers, the 13 families, the 300. Do you understand that? Everything that this country has done in the past century has been to establish the New World Order. Now, with Norway, with a 69% increase in rape, that literally means 76 to 91 rapes a day. A day. So that's 76 to 91 women and children a day have their DNA altered and have demons enter them of perversion and lust and whatever the sins of those particular men, the fathers. Because if you're gang raped, remember, we're not just talking about one individual. We're talking about many individuals who are demon-possessed. And you're not getting one demon, you're not getting 10 demons, you're getting 100 demons, you're getting 1,000 demons. It's no wonder you take your life. How can this be? How can this happen when we supposedly are professing Christians in this country? The brainwashing, the doctrines of demons, the pre-trib, all of these false doctrines that have infiltrated the church have stood you down, have kept you from being the men and women of God that God called you to be. That's called dispensation that came in from the Zionist agenda to infiltrate the churches to keep you from understanding who you are in Christ. You need to repent of this. If you think that you have predestination, you need to repent of it. If you think you're owed $1 million, you need to repent of it. I read, played Creflo Dollar when he said that he would have his ushers use Uzis to gun down those Christians in the church that did not tithe. What he basically said was that those who were in poverty, those women who has had their husbands leave them and can't even feed their own children, or those elderly that have been thrown into the street, he wants to murder them. Is he part of the Muslim Brotherhood too? Sounds like it. And so those who kind of get mad at me and Julie for speaking our minds and for standing up in righteousness, because that's what you're doing. You're condemning us for being the men and women of God that God called us to be. Because when a child is raped or molested or killed, we should have a righteous anger. When a woman is abused, when a woman is put into a position where death is the only answer, then we should have a righteous anger. And if it means to engage in somebody who's demon-possessed or not even human, to end their life, I'm telling you right now that I am capable of doing it. I will defend every woman, I will defend every child in this country, the best of my knowledge. And if they kick my door down and take me away, then I will do my best to fight. Because I'm not going to take this anymore. And if you don't want to listen to this program, then go away. Because they're coming for you, pal. They're coming for you, ma'am. And they're coming for your kids. They're going to pull your kids out, and they're going to pull them apart. They're going to cut them up, and they're going to rape them. Do you understand that? I'm tired of milquetoast Christians who call themselves Christians because God weeps at the destruction of his people. But he has put in place the laws from day one that there is an order of things. And the men and women of God who call themselves Christian are called to a higher calling to defend those who are weak, those who are sick, those who are homeless, those who are widowed, and those who are elderly. And you are a watchman. You are a prophet. You are a teacher. You are an evangelist. You are a pastor. And your job is to protect the flock. Your job is to make sure that the order of God is sustained. And when God put in place those laws all the way back to Moses, that were indoctrinated here in the United States, that were put in place to make sure that his laws were carried out, God's laws of the nations, of the countries, to make sure that the safety and peace, the peace that's needed to be in love. Because when mayhem comes in, when the devil does what he does, he's going to destroy every man, woman, and child in this country. How is that of God? When we saw when nations fell because of their disobedience, because of their rejecting of God, God would rear up a ruler, a wicked ruler, or a wicked nation to come against them. We saw this with Israelites over and over and over again. It's the same thing here. Nothing has changed. When you are disobedient, when you sin, you place yourself back underneath the law that was finished and fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And by us not standing in righteousness to spiritually stand against the wiles of the enemy. Because you see people, the people that are doing this are demon-possessed. That means their demons are using their minds and their bodies to act out their ugly nature upon those people within the United States and around the world. There are thousands of Christians being killed daily now by these demon-possessed people. And every time they kill, they get more demons and they get more power. The very Muslims or the very influx of those people that Obama is bringing into this country have already killed Christians. Do you understand me? It's already a second nature to them. They'll be able to sniff you out. If you truly are of God, if you truly are a Christian, they will know who you are. Have you covered yourself in Ephesians 6 today? Have you done the spiritual warfare prayer that you can download off of my website? Have you read the Word of God today? Have you prepared yourself for what's coming? There is no excuse. You know, when you break the law and you try and tell the judge, well, I didn't know, he will say to you, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And that's a righteous judge, a good judge, a judge who truly follows the law instead of doing his own thing, just as the Supreme Court is overruling the Constitution. I'm simply making a statement that I'm letting you know that it's over with, people. We either take care of business now, or we might as well just lie down. Because they're coming. The tax laws that have been implemented for the insurance, people are having they're going bankrupt. They're intentionally causing the stock markets to change. They're intentionally causing the jobs to be lost to other countries and even to those that are coming here. The wages are down. No one can afford this insurance. The Affordable Insurance Care Act. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. That's one of the biggest lies ever given at all. And now here we are, moving forward with our heads in the sand, thinking that everything's going to be okay, thinking that we're going to be raptured out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to my words, and I want you to listen carefully. I love you. I care about you. That's why I'm saying this. As I was doing my research today, and I want to thank Dave for the work that he did today, as I was looking at some of the pictures, you know, you can go on Google and you put in something. I always go to the images because the images are completely reveal to me the true nature of what I'm looking at. The things that were done to women, the things that were done to children, as I was looking up this rape situation, I cried. I haven't cried in a long time. I mean, I can't even believe that what can be done to a human body. And we need to remember that people don't just die. In the movies, we're so used to seeing somebody shot and they just drop dead or a stab wound. That is not the case. You bleed out. Or the pain is so overwhelming that your heart stops. Or you go unconscious and you stop breathing. And what I saw today was horrifying. And that has already taken place here in the United States. We already had a woman who was beheaded a little over a year ago. She was 50-something years old. The man that did this was trying to convert the fellow employees to Islamic, and they would not, and he came back, and he cut the woman's head off. We had that police officer last week or the week before that was shot in Philadelphia. Allah Akbar was yelled when that happened, and the chief or the mayor, you scumbag, you lowlife, you liar. All liars will have their time in the lake of fire. Mayor, you lied when you said that jihad or Muslim or Islamic had nothing to do with it. I saw the chief of police behind you. I saw the other officers cringe. They knew what was going on. Philadelphia has been having problems for a very long time. Witchcraft is very heavy there. Freemasonry is very heavy there. Luciferianism is very heavy in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania's had been this way a long time. I know. I live there. Every time I go back to see my family, I have to pray even harder because I step on ground that's been soiled during the Civil War. The blood of our fellow Christians, the war crimes that took place, defiled that land. All 13 original colonies up and down that coast are cursed. Because this supposable Baptist group has told everybody that we don't need to do that, that it was all done on the cross. Well, it was. Thank you, Jesus. But we were the ones given the power to move forward in the authority to take back what the enemy has stolen. And we have not done that. Bill Clinton defiled the Oval Office with his sex acts with a woman. And from that day forward, the White House, which was already under the Freemason Illuminati control, but when you have a defilement such as that, there is a point of no return. Because for me to ever get in the White House and anoint that, it's not going to happen. And if it does, it's a God thing. Now, I've had some strange things happen this week, in the past week, that I didn't think would happen. So you never know. You never know. But in the grand scheme of things, when you run the numbers of the probability, I don't think so. And it would be an honor to do that because I want to take back what the enemy has stolen. Now, everyone thinks, is concerned, is Obama even going to allow? Now, think about this. Is Obama going to allow? What is the matter with us? In Congress, you child-defying piece of garbage individuals, the ones that are allowing human trafficking, the ones that are taking our rights away from us, the ones that have lied to us, your turn in the lake of fire is coming. And anyone that does not stand up against Obama, you are a coward. It is them banking on cowardness that he's allowed to do what he does. That's exactly what's going on here. The fear demons have taken over this country. The fear of being persecuted, the fear of losing our lives, the fear of being humiliated, the fear, the fear, the fear. You know, I've spent many, many years trying to bring deliverance into churches, and even I didn't comprehend in the beginning how Satan in his the foundation that he has laid within the churches that I never had a chance. I never had a chance. I was beaten up. I was lied. I was thrown out. And all I wanted to do was to set the people free. Look what they did to Jesus. And remember what he said? If they hated him, how much more are they going to hate us? And vice versa. They hate him through us. So when they see us, they see Jesus, and they hate Jesus. When you speak Jesus in public, do people cringe? Do people turn away? Do people tell you to shut up? This Zionism, Julie and I have brought forth, and you know what I'm seeing now? I'm seeing all kinds of postings on Facebook about the exposing the Zionist agenda. It has really taken hold. People are finally waking up to see that these people have absolutely nothing to do with God's people. That even the Jews, who, by the way, still need to repent and still need to come to Christ, but God love them, know that those in Israel, those who call themselves Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, they are standing up finally. They're trying to ring the bell. That there is a difference between them who read the Torah and those who read the Babylonian Talmud. And when we look at the Quran, when we look at the Catholicism in America and throughout the world, the Vatican, that this whole thing was all put in place, along with Zionism, that all roads lead back to Rome, and out the back door of Rome leads to Babylon. We are in a Babylonian system that has never gone away. And in that Babylonian system, all throughout history, women have been defiled, have been enslaved, have been raped, have been murdered, have been dismembered, beheaded. And so, gentlemen, you need to understand that in Islamic laws, when I say woman, you got to remember these animals are marrying children. Children. And then they're having a honeymoon with them. That was never God's order. And even I've even read where some moron who did this to their 5-year-old, 6-year-old bride claimed she wasn't a virgin and killed her. Demon possession. These people are gone. They're so inbred, as I just read the statistics, and demonized. How are we allowing them to prevail in America? How can you get mad at me thinking that I'm inciting violence? I am standing here to protect. Because if I don't, a child's going to die. If I don't, a child's going to be raped. If I don't, your wife, your mother, your daughter will be raped. I've got kids. I've got grandkids. I have a responsibility. So what am I supposed to do? Well, how about I be a man for starts? How about I be a man in Christ? How about I read the Word without the influence or the bias of the so-called pastors that have been programmed by the seminaries that come out of the system, Babylonian system, to infiltrate them, to not them, for them not to understand the truth. See, witchcraft, when you get witchcraft in your brain, okay, I want you to understand this. Now, remember, I'm a deliverance minister. I've been casting out demons a long time. I got a Bible that's wore out because I've smacked so many demons with them things. I don't know how many thousands of demons that Bible has been involved with taking demons out. But I want you to understand that witchcraft is so strong in most people who supposedly are Christians that when I get that demon out, when I get the mind control out, when I get those tentacles out of their brain from these demons and they can finally think for themselves, and when the Holy Spirit downloads wisdom and discernment and the knowledge of Jesus Christ in truth and the power of the Holy Spirit, they are never the same. They realize they've been lied to, and then they repent for being an instrument of Satan. Because the lie is that we're to stand down. If we're to keep the peace so that there is the love of Christ, then we have to be able to stand with authority, with might, in order to sustain that. As I mentioned before, the original law enforcement was referred to as a peace officer. Now they're called authority enforcement. No, they are to be peace officers, peace keepers. Now, in order to keep the peace, you may have to show violence. You may have to punch somebody. You may have to shoot somebody. You may have to stab them in order to get them to stop their crime from hurting somebody else. Now, is that aggressive? No. Am I going to be passive and allow myself to perish and die so I can't pray for anyone else? No. Because if they take me out, just think if I had died 10 years ago. Do you know how many people would not be set free right now? Because the churches are worthless. Pastors are worthless. I'm sorry. And pastor, if you're listening and you're in front of me, you're going to hear it. Because the blood of the people in your congregation is on your hands. When the Homeland Security, when the United Forces of the United Nations, the Blue Helmets, the World Police, are sent loose here to confiscate our guns, there's going to be a lot of death. Because you need to understand, just like the general that was up in Canada, said that if there's any opposition, otherwise if you stand to make your statement about your faith and your constitutional rights to bear arms, he himself said that he will put his revolver to your brow and pull the trigger. Do you understand what I just said? They've already told us they want to slaughter us. They've already told us they want to kill us. And this is up in Canada. Can you imagine what's going on down in Mexico? Which has nothing to do with the Hispanics. There are Muslims already standing by in camps along the border inside Mexico. There is jihad already taking place on Mexican villages within Mexico. They are already raping, they are already beheading, they are already doing their dirty work on the Mexican people. Now, when I talk about them allowing illegals to have firearms, I am not talking about the Hispanics. I'm talking about anybody that has come into this country illegally, anywhere from Europe, the Middle East, China, South America, I don't care, wherever they came from, they are legal. And now the courts are upholding their right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. And so they're going to take the guns away from us and they're going to give it to them. That's exactly what they're going to do. And those who are already on the list, by the way, as was told to us a couple years ago, they've already, through the NSA, through listening and watching your phone calls and your habits on the internet, have already profiled you. Already know every bullet you've bought, or already know every gun that you've purchased. And you've already been marked out. There are some that will just be assassinated immediately. There are some that will be brought into captivity for interrogation. There are some that will be brought in for re-education camps. But I, coming on 60 years of age, do not meet that, and they will execute me. They have no use for me. So what they want is they want my grandchildren. Even my kids are too old now. So am I going to stand by and allow that to happen? Am I going to look the other way while I hear the cries of the innocent being slaughtered? You know, if you've gone hunting, and I'm not a hunter. I mean, I understand it. It's just never been who I am. But I will do it. That if you shoot a rabbit, that rabbit sounds like the cry of a child. In fact, that's one of the calls to bring in coyotes. And if you've heard the cries of a child that's in pain and being tortured, you remember I mentioned that those people who have committed suicide by fire, when they put gasoline on themselves and they light that, they change their mind real fast. It's a horrible way to die. And what takes place, I'm not even going to go there. I've read the reports on the process of burning alive. It's horrible. And we need to understand that that's actually one of the methods of the Muslims to kill their victims. Because that's what we are. We're victims. We're targets. They actually believe they've been called to kill us. They believe they've been called to rape our women. They believe they've been called to rape our young boys. Now, if you can't comprehend that, if you don't believe that, then where did you come from? While we still have the internet, you need to do your own research. Just the pictures alone, like I said, you can go in and you know, look at rape, jihad, or anything along that lines and click on the image when you do the Google search. Just be prepared. And I'm not going to recommend it, but I'm telling you that you need to understand what's coming here. And if I have to be harsh, if I have to be strong, then I'm going to do it. And those that do not want to listen to me and turn it off and go away, then fine. Because what we need are real Christians. What we need are real men who are going to stand up for the protection of those who are innocent, those who are weak, those who are unable to defend themselves. Because if you think God thinks it's okay for them to perish at the hands of demonized people, then you've been fed a lie. You've bought it hook, line, and sinker. And you're a problem. And as I said, when you hear the cries of a child that is being abused, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand that when I get people in here, and I've had to warn others in my office complex of what I do, okay, and I've had to take the route to tell them not talking about demons, I'm talking about people who manifest their multiple personalities, their alters, when I pray for them, and or even during the interview, they can have a flashback. And they'll flash back to that point in time when the assault, the abuse, the attempted murder takes place, and all hell breaks loose in my office. And I've mentioned to people before that if there was a police officer standing outside my door, not the door inside, but the one out to the parking lot, that, believe me, the loud as the screams are, because of their screams of terror, that if there was a police officer out there, he would be within his right to kick that door down, thinking that he was coming in to defend a woman. When in reality, it's somebody, it could even be a man, because sometimes the horrible things that have been done to men are unbelievable when they were little boys. That's what it is. It's the altar reliving that situation that took place. Can you imagine the war-torn countries? Can you imagine the insane asylums, how they're so full of people that have fractured, that have finally collapsed because of the horrible things that were done to them, that should never have taken place, but then again, they should have been healed and delivered, but yet the church did not do that. And so we have thousands, if not millions, of people within this country that are already fractured, that are already in great need of deliverance, and now we've got this coming. And when fear grips up an individual, they freeze. When fear overtakes an individual, they lose all cognitive ability to assess the situation, to give a exit stage right for safety, to even draw the weapon that they have that could have saved their life, or to take assertive action to defend their wife or children, and they don't. And everyone perishes. Now, I've seen a couple of acts on Facebook where men have assaulted women, young boys, and I've seen a couple of women that seem to have some game. But in the grand scheme of things, because of the numbers and the strength, it usually doesn't end well for the woman. But God bless you for trying. Gentlemen, you've got a job to do. And I'm telling you right now, you do not defend the women of this country. You've got some explaining to do. You, at the Bema seat, are going to have to tell God why you did not defend your child. You're going to have to tell him why you did not defend your neighbor. If we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, do we not defend them? You want to talk about love? Love is making sure that somebody is not injured. Love is making sure that someone does not die. Love is making sure that someone does not enter the second death. Because many people who are going to perish at the hands of these criminals coming, these demonized, demon-possessed individuals, do not know Christ. Do you see what's going on now? There's going to be a mass killing to make sure that millions and millions of people never get the chance to repent and ask Jesus into their heart. And they're going to die horribly. They're going to die in the physical. They're going to die in the spiritual. That, my friend, tells you the very nature of who Satan is. And again, for anyone that does not stand for the righteousness to defend the innocent in this country, then I have to question who you are, because I cannot do that. All right, I'm only going to go an hour. It's Thursday night. I want you to comprehend the reality of what's coming. Go to your prayer closet. Repent. Renounce. Confess. Get yourself right. Go to my website at scotthinster.org and download the PDF on the daily prayer covering. That alone will really help you. Because this moment that you break the curses, the moment that you bind the demons from tormenting you, you'll be able to comprehend. God can speak to you the words of knowledge necessary to the calling that God has for you, because you are here for a reason. In the last days, you are alive because God put you here. He didn't put you here to sit and watch other people perish. All right, God bless everyone. I'll be back tomorrow night with Julie. Good night.